So Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is saying Mathura Matmi, and he's glorifying the Holy Dham by quoting the Puranas. And it says there, anyone that dies, whether they're dacoit or gunda, or you know, religious or irreligious, dharmic or adharmic, if they die in Vrindavan Dham, they will, it says, mamalayam prapti. Alayam means, he said, they will come to me. And Krishna himself, directly, Sakshat Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is speaking this verse to Yudhisthira. So what does it mean? It means that they get a special blessing from Krishna. It's very, very rare to be able to die in Vrindavan. Very, very rare. So with that blessing means that in the next, this life they may come. They may come in this life, or they may come in next life. Depends on what their record is. If they have prema, then they'll die and come in this life. If they don't have prema, they'll come back. So very soon, we can't say, Krishna didn't say, but he said they'll come to me, which means that Krishna will make arrangements for that jiva in next life to become Krishna conscious, because to go to Krishna you need prema. So that dacoit who died in Vrindavan, he was very far from prema or bhakti or anything, or maybe bhakti, we don't know, but somehow he died here. So now next life he'll begin bhakti, and maybe he'll perfect his bhakti and attain prema. So dacoit in one life and then a premi in the next life, or maybe two lives. But if that same dacoit, now let's compare and contrast. If that same dacoit died in Delhi, not coming to Krishna, for maybe he'll go to hell for an unlimited time. So this one guy has a fixed deposit, and he can cash it in 159 years. Another guy has no fixed deposit. It's like sometimes kids born, and their relatives, uncle or something, puts 1 crore in the bank and bonds. We call bonds, municipal bonds. Or what do you say, FDR? Or FDI, whatever. FDR, fixed deposit. So then the son doesn't even know. Then the father says, oh, you know, now you're 21. Your uncle, he has this money for you. So for 21 years, he's whatever he's doing. And then all of a sudden, boom, this thing comes in his hand. So this goes in his soul's bank account. So many people lived in Vrindavan 30, 40 years doing bhajan. The last minute they go to Agra, go to Delhi, die in ambulance and Palwal or whatever. I'm just praying that somehow I can be so fortunate to die in Vrindavan. I don't know, who knows? I just pray to Radharani. So this is the grand glories of Vrindavan. So someone might be in Delhi. Oh, you know, I heard in Mathura Mahatmyam, you know, if you're a dacoit, you know, but now if some Jyotishi told me in Delhi that now we're going to die and you know, you did so many sins, you better run off to Vrindavan and die there, you know, because the Jyotishi may be a bhakta like you and he knows something, you know, like you have all your Delhi wallets. So the guy's really badmash, you know. So you say, listen, Jack, it's all over, but, you know, come here and die. So he makes arrangements, everything. He comes here. Then the last minute, his wife said, oh, he's very sick. And then he goes back. So somehow Krishna allows someone to come here and live and die, or even come from outside and stay for one day. You said this gentleman came, or devotee came, Raktak Das, came from Australia, and he paid pranams to Radhasham Sundar, then Prabhupada. And when he was only 44 years old, and he paid pranams to Prabhupada, and he died on the spot. And the autopsy was he died of heart attack. But he had no medical record of heart attack. It's not in his chart. It's not in his... He was healthy, physically robust, had 3 children, healthy, Riyasta man. And he dies in Prabhupada's samadhi. He enters samadhi himself. In Prabhupada's samadhi. It's not funny. It's good. It's glorious. It's also happy. In Prabhupada's samadhi, he enters samadhi. He died. So he'll go to Krishna. Which life? That he has to have prema. Bina prema Krishna ne prapti. Sakshat Krishna sangha ne prapti. No shortcut.
All these leaves, creepers, and each and every entity in Goluk, they have love for Krishna, no doubts. But the love depends, is there degree also? Higher degree and...
No.
No, okay. The mood is different.
It's an unlimited dham. Everything is unlimited. The experience of Dasya Rati Bhakta is unlimitedly blissful. The experience of the Shanta Rati Bhakta or the Madhuri, it's unlimitedly blissful. and fully absorbing it. They can't think anything more than that. There's no great, you know, if you love is love. Like someone says, oh, I'm in love. And says, well, I'm in love too, but I'm in love more than you. There's no way of measure. Someone is in love with someone they love. No, no, I love you so much. So we may compare and try to say that in the material world, comparing love, but there the love is transcendental. So everything transcendental is unlimited. Ananta. Ananta rupam, ananta gunam, ananta lilam, ananta premam. It's one feature of the love of the spiritual world is called anurag. Snehaman. Snehaman, pranaya, rag. No. Snehaman, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, modan, modan mahabhav, and madan. Modan, madan. So in this anurag, this is one of the aspects of this alokic prem, this transcendental love and the nityadham, golokdham. So anurag means the rag, the attachment, manifests in newer and newer features at every moment.
Anurag means?
Anurag is meaning this. The anu means to follow in like a krama. Moment after moment, this rag, this attachment, this the color of your rag means the color of your attachment and your intense absorption in the bliss and I mean the seva of Krishna, it just expands more and more, and he looks more beautiful every moment, and he tastes sweeter at every moment, and you look more beautiful every moment, and you taste sweeter every moment. The creepers feel that, the coward boys feel that, the cows feel that, the mothers feel that, the fathers feel that, the gopis feel that, they all feel that, and Krishna feels that. So this is in the spiritual world, it's expanding more and more and more.